So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.
You are listening to Harford County Living Podcast with Rich Bennett and Sarah Coleman. If this is your first time listening, then thank you for coming. The Harford County Living Podcast is produced every month for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at harfordcountyliving.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Harco Living and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now, let's join Rich, Sarah, and their special guest.
Welcome to the Harford County Living Podcast for October. We have a full table here this time. We have, of course, Sarah.
Good morning.
Is here with us. We have Nicole, who owns several businesses. And we have Chris and Katie from Great Escapes. Something about putting people in caskets or something like that and trying to, hey, perfect for Halloween, trying to get out. So.
Locking in small rooms.
Yeah, my wife does that all the time. I get home and she'll just shove me in the closet and lock the door, but that's another story.
As she should, but we will talk about that later.
Thanks a lot. Jeez. Sarah Nicole, let's go to you first. I mean, two new businesses. And what are they?
Explain two new businesses. We have Full Circle Tire and Auto and Nick's Auto Services. Full Circle Tire and Auto is our new auto repair shop. Nick's Auto Services is our new 24-hour towing company. Both opened up just recently in Emerton Park in Edgewood, Maryland.
So they're both in Emerton Park now?
Yes.
Because Nick's originally was in Bel Air, right?
They're both located in Emerton now.
Okay, nice. Now you guys keeping pretty busy?
Very busy, yeah. Good thing is we have a lot of clients that have followed us from our previous locations, so... Definitely, we have that, and then word of mouth has really been helpful.
I saw on Facebook somebody had asked about Dave, said yep. they missed him.
So he's come out of retirement now, and he's down there, working again, and if anybody wants to stop by and see him, they are more than welcome to do so.
For those of you that don't know, Dave used to be... was it First Choice?
First Choice.
He retired, sold a bit, a long story there, but a lot of people were complaining because they missed Dave and asked where he was. And I saw him on Facebook and told him that he finally came out of retirement and is back doing it again. And people are happy about that.
Yeah, it's nice to have somebody that you can trust. And, you know, they've trusted him for years. And it's nice that they can go back and see that familiar face.
And you guys, like, when you had the other store, you're running specials all the time now, too?
Yes. This month, actually, we're doing for breast cancer awareness. It's Breaks for Breasts, where you can go in and you can get free quality brake pads put on your vehicle and just pay for the pads themselves. Labor is free. And then all those proceeds are obviously donated for breast cancer awareness.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's good. And now with the towing service, are you guys AAA rated or whatever
we
it
are.
Is, AAA?
Yeah, we work with all the providers, and it's just, it's a constant operation. We have several tow trucks, several drivers, and we're always there for when anyone is needing us.
I was going to ask you, how hard is it finding drivers? Because I think Dave and I talked about this before a couple of years ago. It seems like my brother-in-law owns a towing company. It's hard.
It's hard to find drivers, isn't it? Yeah, but we just have built up that reputation from our previous business where drivers know what we're looking for. So we just get the drivers that apply, we get the right ones. And based on word of mouth and who they know, they recommend drivers to us. And as long as they pass through our screening and our, you know,
right,
drug testing and all the license requirements that are needed, they're good to go.
I guess you run into that sometimes too, don't you, Sarah? Because did you have drivers for lawn care or for the landscape?
Yes. Yeah. And we, I think we have a harder time because they're not, you know, just towing and driving. They're doing the mowing and landscaping too.
Right.
But yeah, we have a hard time finding guys, but because we do require them to obviously have a license, and you would not believe how many people apply that don't have one. And
what? Yeah.
Well, because they figure their labor, so what do I need to drive for? But we need everybody to be able to drive, because if somebody calls out, then you have to fill in and that kind of thing. And then we give them a certain amount of time to get a CDL license, which we pay for, but then they are in contract with us for 2 years for that. So that's been interesting.
Now, do tow truck drivers have to have a CDL too?
They do.
They do. I guess especially if they're driving the big trucks, the wreckers or whatever, mm-hmm, on them. And you guys got the towing the trailers and everything too. Mm-hmm. Well, you got, Katie and Chris, you guys are lucky. You don't have any drivers.
No drivers.
unless you make great escapes on the road in Hartford.
We're gonna, right, in a trailer. Right.
Right. A mobile escape room.
Yeah,
you know,
they exist.
Right. You're really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it would obviously be a much smaller venue, but yeah, I've heard of them. I think there's one in Carroll County, actually, a mobile one. You know, sort of. Maybe it would be like a birthday party type thing.
Yeah, say you rent them for parties and stuff. Get corporate events, team building. Yeah. That's a good one.
All right, I must be getting confused if this escape thing, then, because that's got to be a huge trailer. I mean, the whole idea is just to escape out of it, right?
It is. I don't have any aspirations to go mobile. I like being...
If you had 200 square feet, you could have a fairly decent escape venue.
Yeah. I'm still having a hard time trying to escape from the closet that my wife keeps locking me in. But so Great Escapes Hartford, you guys just opened up, was it last month or 2 months ago?
Last month, September 16th was our first day.
And explain to everybody what exactly is Great Escapes and where you're at.
Well, okay, we're located on Emerton Road. We always like to use the Burger King as a landmark, sort of across from the festival, across from the South Parkway. There's a Burger King, and we're right behind there. We know the Burger King because when we were in the process of build out, we ate there a lot. It was quick, it was fast, and it was affordable. So what Great Escapes Hartford is a game room, and it's really kind of open to anyone that likes puzzles and mysteries. You could be a family, you could be a group of friends, you could be on a date, you could be a team building event, and you go into a room. You're not actually locked in, which I know Sarah was very concerned about.
I was concerned about that.
Each of our venues is about 200 square feet, so it's not like a little closet. I mean, although there are some smaller areas within the room, each room, but as a whole, and it's, I mean, if you close the door when you go to the bathroom, that's my analogy, then I think you'll be fine, because there's nothing smaller than a bathroom. And or if you go, you know, close the door when you're sleeping. So anyway, you go into a themed room. We have three different themes, and there's a series of puzzles that you have to solve in order to escape within an hour. Each puzzle sort of leads to another one. You kind of collect clues and items that you need to solve the mystery as you go. And then you come out, and we take a picture in crazy hats, like the ones we're modeling now. Everybody has loved it. So for three weeks we've been open, and every single group that has come through has just, like, raved about it. They said the puzzles are really good. It's fun for a family. We had Family Sunday. It's fun. We've had two team building events. They're like, this is the best thing ever. So
When you say puzzles, I mean, you're not talking like jigsaw puzzles.
Some of them are, yeah. Some of them are like
unscrambling. They come in all different shapes and sizes. It's you'll just find a couple of colors that just seem to repeating themselves throughout the venue. Numbers, geometric shapes, maps.
Do you guys have to make this stuff up?
We bought the three rooms, two from a developer up in Canada and one from a developer in Poland. And then we took their basic concepts, modified them, customized them. So it's probably 80% of their design, 20% of our design. The one from Poland was real funny. We used that in the magician's room, the case of the missing magician. And it's he did a really good job, but for him, English is a second language. So when I got the puzzles, it was almost a puzzle of having to go through and what is he trying to say? So I had to reinterpret everything he said. I wrote it up as we would speak English. And then I actually sent it back to him. I said, hey, look, if you're going to sell this to anybody else in the U.S., feel free to use these directions. This is kind of how we would, you know, we wouldn't say the loo. We would say the bathroom.
Right.
So that was kind of interesting. But, that's how we got the puzzles.
How did you guys come about this? Because I've never heard of anything like this until you guys opened up.
So many people in Harford County share that. well, we went to a game room in Ocean City, which I had heard about an escape room from a friend on Facebook. And she went with her family of, you know, multiple age teens and a younger one. And she said, we loved it. It was so fun. We've always liked murder mysteries and that kind of thing. And I said, oh, that looks fun. I'd like to try that. And she said, oh, they're opening one in Ocean City. So we went with our children, who at the time were, I think, 13, 21, and 17, and then, you know, they each had a friend with them, had a ball. We just really loved it, and we won. We got out in an hour, so we're like, woo, we can't wait to go back. But there wasn't any around. So I knew that there was one in Catonsville, and we just couldn't get into it. You know, they kept booking because they're new to Maryland in general,
right.
New to the United States, actually. So, you know, over lunch in January, we talked about it. And, you know, he's retiring from the Army in a couple of years. And we were like, hey, maybe we could open an escape room. Ha, ha, ha. And he was like, I think that's a great idea. And he started taking notes on a napkin. And I went, oh, my Lord, what have I done?
You created a monster.
Yeah, I did.
Now, we were talking, I mean, I was joking about the caskets earlier. You mentioned something else people were asking about, clothing?
Yes, yeah. So as we're standing this business up, I guess in the late spring, I said, okay, it's time to start getting the insurance in line. So I'm calling various agents. And we try to keep everything in Harford County. So
right.
Our insurance agent, Betsy Campion, up in Bel Air, our accountant down in Falston, Laura Barwick. So I'm calling around local insurance agents, and so I say, you know, I'm opening an escape room. It's not like they can turn to the escape room page of their insurance portfolio,
right.
And they're like, you're going to what? So I said, well, yeah, you go in, you do this, and so I had one lady, she goes, are people going to keep their clothes on? And I was like, I was taken aback, and I was like, you know, well, yeah, you know. She's like, oh, okay. And then, like,
different insurance if you're taking your clothes off.
And then the next day, I'm talking to another insurance agent, and she asks the same question. Are people going to keep their clothes on? And I'm like, hold on. You're the second person to ask this. What's going on? Like, it's a reference to 50 Shades of Grey, which I didn't read the book. I didn't see the movie, but I guess there was an escape room in there. So they were thinking this was going to be a little bit
ladies.
Yeah, I mean, I know what he's talking about, but I still
I don't have a clue either.
Our escape room is completely different than what you would find in the 50 Shades of Grey.
It's only 49 Shades of Grey, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Now, is there certain ages? I mean, do you have to be a certain age in order to do this, or?
What we recommend, the puzzles, they can be complex, very nuanced. 14 and up is what we recommend. And even if they're 14, you want to have an adult in there with you to kind of help walk along. Could you be younger? Sure. We had a family this weekend, a husband and wife and a young boy. I want to say he was maybe 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
And just the three of them did a room. But they've done escape rooms before.
They knew what to expect. So
and he did fine. So
the younger ones always try on the clothes and props, which we watch on closed circuit TV, so we can send clues if the players need, you know, assistance. And we always get the biggest kick. Not only kids put on the clothes and props, the adults do too, and they walk around with them like we have. They
put the magician's top hat and the cape, and we're walking around.
Or the Egyptian theme. There's, you know, the explorers, like Indiana Jones type hat and jacket and a satchel. Everyone puts that on and starts walking around, and we're like, there they go again.
I bet with Halloween coming up, you guys are probably going to be busy too.
I think so. What? So I thought that we would have you know, one room that sort of stood out as the most popular. And I was thinking we have the serial killer's lair would be very popular at Halloween. Yes, you have to, as woo, spooky. You have to escape the serial killer's lair in 1 hour. But I thought that would be very popular around Halloween. But actually, they all seem to be equally. So we're having a Halloween promotion, though. If you come, if you book any game, any open game the weekend of Halloween, and you dress to match the theme of your room, we're going to put your picture on Facebook. Whoever gets the most likes wins up to 6 free tickets. So
you know how many people you're going to come dressed as Hannibal Lecter or something?
That's all right. Oh, yeah. I think it would be great to have like 6 Jason masks, you know, in a row and take a picture.
Wow. Wow. Now, is there... I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on the serial killer. Is there anybody that can't do it, like for health reasons or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, we have all of our rooms are ADA accessible. Of course, we had to, you know, be in a public venue. But it's also really important to me personally. My dad was in a wheelchair for the past, you know, the last few years, right, of his life. And, you know, he felt awkward going places, and I didn't want to have that. So all of the rooms are accessible that way. And no, I mean, there's no physical activity other than walking around a room. You know, you don't
no strobes or nothing like that.
There's in the Egypt room, we do have one area, but we're of strobe, but that is on the website, that, you know, and it's only about 30 seconds. It's not very long. So, but we just wanted people to be aware of that. So if you book that room, you know, book away.
Now, can anybody, I mean, do you guys do fundraisers too up there? Or will you be doing fundraisers? Like if a local organization wants to do something?
What we've done so far, we supported the Plumpton Park Zoo fundraiser, mm-hmm, to help buy a giraffe. And we donated tickets. They had a bachelorette auction. And the bachelorette that was, you know, she was very interested in having her date at Great Escapes. So we donated 2 tickets. And the lady responded that we were in contact with there. And she said it was a phenomenal, phenomenal bid that, you know, wow, for that package. So I was like, ooh, she must be really good looking. Also, I mean, I think I hope it was also because of Great Escapes was a destination. And we donated for the library gala coming up in November. We donated a 4-pack. So right, in that sense, yes, we're able to support fundraisers. And Kelly's Dream, Kelly Ware, is a friend of mine. And we just donated for, she's having the Hunt for Hope October 15th
right,
to benefit cancer patients. And so we donated a 4-pack there to be auctioned off.
Nice.
So that in that way, we're supporting them.
Now, what's the, I guess, the average cost for a group or a person or whatever? Well, I guess one person can't do it by themselves. You have to be in a group.
I guess you could, but it would take longer than an hour, I'm thinking. Our tickets are $27 per person. We have a group discount if, you know, for team building events.
Right.
We're having a big cheerleader group in November, for example. And if it's 20 or more people, you know, then we'll give you a discount, you know, about 10%, I think, is will be calculated. $3 off per ticket. So, because that will basically fill, you know, 2 rooms if you had 20 or more people. And that, so we're happy to give you a discount then.
Yeah. And right now, obviously, I do a military discount. But since the tickets are bought online up front,
right,
I haven't figured out a way to do that up front. So typically when they come in, if they have their military ID, then I can refund them a portion for their military discount.
I'm surprised you don't have a military room.
Oh, you never know what's coming down the pipe.
Come on, you've been in 31 years. I'm a veteran. There's all kinds of scavenger hunts we used to do and all.
I have replacement rooms in the works.
Okay.
I was going to say, how often do you change them out? I guess you haven't at this point. But.
At this point, although I think we're going to have to change them out sooner than we thought. A lot of people have already come twice, and they're like, when
really?
Are you
gonna,
I know, you know, like with different groups of friends, or then, you know, it's, oh, we're coming back with a team building event. When are you changing your room? I'm like, I've been open 3 weeks. I was hoping to get a year. But we'll see. I mean, it's been, we've been really glad, but, you know, and not surprised, because I know there's not a ton of entertainment options in Harford County, but it's been very rewarding that,
right,
you know, everybody's so excited about the concept. So,
and it's something
question.
Different, too.
It is.
I mean, usually when you hear game room, you're thinking of video games.
Video games, right?
Yeah,
or,
right,
you know, darts or pool,
yeah,
or something like that. And no, this is much more interactive. Anyway, we had figured about a year and then, you know, maybe change one and then, you know, kind of change So we'd have always have two in operation, you know, and then change that. That was the plan, you know, that we sort of created when we developed a business plan. But, you know, things are subject to change. So we'll see how it goes.
Huh. Yeah, I'm anxious to get up there and try this now. Just got
the serial killer room, right?
No, because if I bring my wife, she may want to be the serial killer. And then, no, I'm afraid of that one. Well, you got the serial killer room. Mm-hmm. Was it Pharaoh's tomb?
Yep, the Pharaoh's chamber, Secret of the Lost Tomb, and the magician's dressing room, which is the case of the missing magician. That one is a little more straightforward mystery. The other two, I mean, each game room has, you know, a goal, a quest, and it, you know, if you get all the way through, there's a resolution. Which I won't be a spoiler and tell you what happens, but you ultimately are looking or trying to, you know, find something. And at the end, if you solve all the puzzles, you will find it, and you'll go, ooh, ah.
Now, are you guys open 7 days a week, or?
No, we're not.
No, normal operating hours, because this is like a team event. You're going to come with multiple people, so it's Thursday night, Friday night, and then Saturday, Sunday, noon to 9. For the team building events, you know, if it's a company, they're probably going to want to do it during normal working hours, 9 to 5. So in those cases, you know, we just tell them online, just contact us, and we'll see when we can get staff there, when we can marry a staff person up with it somewhere in the time frame that you're looking for. So last Friday, we were open at 2. I think we had two teams actually coming in at 2. Mm-hmm. And we've had a couple of those events that are kind of off schedule. But normal operating hours, Thursday, Friday night, and Saturday, Sunday, afternoon, and evening.
So when are you guys getting up there?
I don't know. I want to go. The serial killer room. I'm a Halloween addict, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just preface and tell you that is what everyone has gone through that, and the staff too thinks that is the hardest room, but that's okay.
Well, what kind of puzzles are we talking? You said something about jigsaw puzzles. Is this like trivia, like questions, or like
you'll find some stuff and you'll
scavenger hunt maybe
part scavenger hunt.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you find little pieces, parts all over the place. This is why it's good to always come as a group, because more minds are better. Everybody's going to take a look at this, and they're going to say, hey, hold on. If we put this with this, we come up with this number or this letter. Of course, all the clues are not evident at first. Sometimes you have to solve a puzzle, which gets you into a box, which then provides you additional clues. We're watching you through a closed-circuit TV, which is... It's actually fun watching people. You
know, probably a good thing, too, in case they start arguing about it.
Well, we see that, you know, and then when they actually solve a puzzle, you'll see everybody go,
yay, you can hear them now.
And then via a television hooked up to a laptop, then we'll send in a clue. And nobody has solved a room without at least three clues.
At least three.
And it's not uncommon that we almost have to give a clue for every puzzle. We do that maybe 20-30% of the time to kind of help them along, because these aren't easy puzzles. They're just not self-evident. You kind of really have to think about it.
We had a guest over the weekend, and she said, oh, we've done her and her fiance. We've done a lot of escape rooms. We don't want any clues. And I said, okay, that's fine. You know, so we're watching. And I said, if you change your mind, just wave at the camera. She was in about 10 minutes. Wave it! So we're like, alrighty then. Here we go. So, but then we've had other people that have had escape rooms, and they didn't need a clue until a little further along. It all depends on that person, that game, you know, the group that you're with, because everybody approaches things differently. And so, to answer your question a little more specifically, there might be actual jigsaw puzzles. There might be unscrambling puzzles. There might be math puzzles. There might be matching, as Chris referenced, you know, colors or points on a map to figure things out. And you just, you know, each room is different. Each puzzle is different. And, you know, like Chris mentioned also before, the fact that we customized all the puzzles that we bought, that's what I think gives Great Escapes an edge over, I mean, not that really escape rooms don't really compete with each other, because everybody has different themes. And if you like it, you'll go, and then you'll try another one. And, you know, we're like, great, you know, you advertise, we advertise. It's, you know, we're not out to, you know, cut each other's throat at all. We support each other. But I lost my train of thought. Oh, well, it was a good thought, though.
It was very, very good.
Come on, Katie, solve the puzzle.
Well, anyway.
Well, I'll be honest with you. we're smoked because the past month has just been crazy chaotic, and we're getting better. But I know that the opening week, we were working like 20-hour days just trying to get this thing, and you know, getting close to the grand opening, I'd be in the front of the store and say, "Oh, I need to go get a screwdriver in the back of the store." I would start walking to the back. I'd get to the back, and I'd be, "Okay, what did I come back here for?" That happened more than once. So we're still recovering from the grand opening.
That's every day of my life. I can't tell you what I go looking for ever half the time.
Yeah, I've gone into a room and forgot why I'm there. But it was particularly bad that week. Just there was just so much coming at you, you know. With we've never run a business, first of all. So that's like one whole level. And then on top of that, you know, dealing with construction and getting that situated. And then the puzzles and setting up the audiovisual system. I mean, it was just like there were so many details and moving parts. And everybody's asking us questions. And I'm like, I don't know. Chris, I have to really give Chris the credit for this whole thing. As I said, he started jotting notes on a napkin. And, you know, he has just led the way. I'm marketing support. That's what I do. That's my other job. So,
right. And all that you start up a business, you don't realize
how much there is to it.
Yeah, yeah. The 100,000 other things that, oh, yeah. And it's like, wow, it's kind of eye-opening.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I'm saying, my husband and I have been doing art for 3 years, going on 4 years. I'd never run a business before. I was a government contractor, tripping and falling the whole way.
Yep.
Just kind of figure it out. Google is
and
your friend.
And don't give up.
Yeah.
That's the main thing, because too many people will start a business, and if they hit that first hiccup, you know, where they lose something, or you know, they feel like they fail and they give up right away. And hey, Zay, you have to fail to succeed anyways.
You do.
That's what I've always believed.
Yeah, and your first 5 years are always the hardest. 5 to 10, they claim is easier, but
yeah.
The jury's still out on that for you.
Well, my in-laws had the company before we did, and we bought my mother-in-law out when my husband's father passed away. So we've been dealing with this for 30 years. He had the company, I guess. Yeah. So, but we've only been doing the office side of things for the past 4 years. Again, government contractor. I was a facility manager. I managed a building. I'm not any of this, not people, and not, yeah, HR is the new thing that I'm
and you, getting
don't
into you just
right
love
now.
It now
no,
that
not
you
really.
Have to get up and get
no.
out of the house?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, because the business was in our basement for a while because it was just me and my husband, and now we actually have staff, and so we have a location that is literally a mile from here, by the way. And so I now have to like get up and get dressed in the morning and leave and be in an office.
We're back to the dress issue.
right. No, I didn't work naked. pajamas was often the attire. Yeah.
I can relate. I'm in workout clothes a lot because my other job, you know, doing marketing and PR, I do from home primarily. And I'm not in pajamas because my son misses the bus just about every day, so I have to drive him to school. But I'm in workout clothes because I dress in workout clothes, and I figure if I get the time, I'm ready. If I don't, then it doesn't, you know.
Everybody always asks me, did you go to the gym today? No, I just like to look apart.
I'm just prepared. <Right. laughs> Active wear.
Right.
I'm the same way. I just, I don't mind getting dressed up, but I'm only going to get dressed up if I have to go meet a client or a prospect. Other than that, nah. Just give me blue jeans or shorts and my t-shirt and I'm happy. Although when we DJ, yeah, that's different. Sometimes we have to get dressed up.
Dressed up, sure. Wedding or something.
That can be a headache too sometimes. I'm trying to get talking about small business because I've had that, my DJ business for, gosh, my age again, 30 years. And trying to get my son to take that over so bad. I just want to sit back, relax, and do it. I'm getting too old to lift all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
God, I mean, even though it's not records anymore, but still, it's You do it.
That's kind of cool. That's like you had sort of, you know, took over a family business and you're trying to pass on a family business. Yeah. That's, we're a family business too. And yours is, I mean, I think maybe that's like a Harford County thing or something. I don't know. It's, I think it's kind of nice to, you know, first of all, I hope right now the children are probably furious because we're, but they all work in business. Even my son, you know, he's 15, you know, has a work permit and everything. But I hope that one day they'll be like, wow, look what mom and dad did, you know? And,
right.
I mean, I don't know if this is going to go beyond 5 years. I really don't. I don't know if I want to do it beyond 5 years, quite frankly. We have a 5-year lease. So that's why I'm like, 5 years. Okay. In and out. But we'll see. I mean, you know, it's been really rewarding so far. And it would be nice to, you know, pass it on someday. I don't know if they would want any parts of it, but they all seem to enjoy, you know, working in it. So we have the 22-year-old. I mean, she works in a regular job, and then so it's a weekend, you know, part-time thing for her. And then her boyfriend of 6 years, he works for us too, part-time. Then we have our 19-year-old. She's a college student. She works for us part-time. And then the 15-year-old, of course, he's a high school student, so he works for us part-time. I have my sister-in-law in there, and then two local guys. I know, it's...
well, it is a family-run business.
It really is. And, you know, my father-in-law, Chris's dad, is the one that sort of... gave us the startup funds to get it going, and you know, so we
the Bank of Joe.
The Bank of Joe. he's a good guy. He likes to stop into the business and see how it's going. I mean, it's a loan. We're paying it back. Believe me, it's not a gift, and he's made us quite aware of that. I'm like, all right, I'm on it.
Well, and I think if the kids see you having fun doing it, then they're going to want to do it. Because I mean that's something my father always told me. If work's not fun anymore, then you need to find something different.
That's very good advice. Yeah,
and that's one, I mean, why I still love DJing. I just don't like carrying the equipment. Harford County Living, I love doing that. I've always been, well, you know, a big supporter on supporting local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, of course, my daughter and son don't get that part yet. Yeah. The DJ part, the music, they like. The other thing, they're like, nah, Dad.
Well, let me just, first of all, say thank you to you guys because you ran our initial press release, and that just gave us so much exposure.
Oh,
so thank you, because that we needed that little shot in the arm to get us started, and it was awesome. And that's something that you can take back to your son and daughter, that you guys make such a difference for a small business just starting out. I mean, you really do. You have no idea the tremendous reach that you have locally. And that's, you know, that's our market. I mean, we're just like schmucks, you know, trying to bring some fun to Harford County. So it really made all the difference for us. So we're very appreciative.
Oh, well, you know, you send me good press releases. And you know, I only like to put good news up there, nothing negative.
Right.
Although, you know, you didn't mention the serial killer room, but... I know when I go there, that's what I'm going to end up doing. I can see it now.
It's a fun room, and we've only had a couple people escape in time, you know,
in time.
I mean, well,
a lot of them are still there right now. We got to go feed them as soon as
possible. Oh, wait a minute, if y'all want to get escape in time for the serial killer room, what's going on next? I mean,
well, it's because you have an hour.
Where's Rich been? I haven't seen him for a month.
What's your favorite kind of food? So I know what to bring you when you're still locked in a month.
I'll eat anything that doesn't eat me first, except for liver. No. Well, anybody got anything else before we wrap up? Oh, yeah, I know everybody's going to come up with questions and everything right when I hit the off button.
I think the question I had for the Great Escapes was, is it a good place to have maybe a party? Like if you had not necessarily just all your friends going and just hanging out for a Saturday night or something, but could you potentially have it as a party venue?
We've had a lot of birthday parties, bachelorette parties, bachelor parties too. So yes, to answer your question, we don't have a facility on site, you know, for, you know, drinks. I've had a lot of people ask that too. Do you serve drinks? I was like, no.
My Route 24 Ale Houses.
Yeah, right, so there.
We're actually doing a Thanksgiving promotion with them, but I won't talk about that yet because Halloween's the next holiday. So yes, it's definitely a good party activity, and you can do it before or after dinner, you know, or before or after drinks. That's what I'm thinking for Halloween. If you're on the way to a costume party anyway, you know, dress as a serial killer, and how cool would that be to have, you know, six Jasons walk into the party? I mean, I have a good visual.
I can see that now. Six Jasons just walking down the road to this place. Everybody be like,
right?
Where is like the clown thing that's going on now nationally, where the clowns are popping up all over the place. And
yeah, what is up with that?
I don't know.
You guys all need a clown room now.
No,
clowns are scary.
I would say people actually have like legit fears of clowns. I don't know how popular that room would be.
Or like creepy dolls.
Well, she didn't think the killer room was going to be the popular one.
Oh, yeah.
She was always, people are not going to want to do that. Oh, no. They're just, they flock to it.
They do.
Yeah,
I tell you, you have a fear of clowns?
The killer room was my first room.
Was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. See, and I was like, oh, no, because that's, I mean, I like, actually like Stephen King quite a lot.
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, I'm a big, I have it. Yes, right. and the talisman, that's like my favorite.
I'm
going to
get smacked by Sarah if I mention clowns again.
Getting back to your,
no, I don't have an issue with clowns. I was
your
speaking
party
for those
question. We've had gotten a lot of inquiries about, you know, birthday parties. And, you know, we have three children, almost all grown now. And you know, we understand, you know, at that you get to sixth grade, then you really have two birthday parties. You got the party that you take the group out to Chuck E. Cheese or the trampoline venue or whatever, and then there's the party at the house with the parents and the grandparents. So we've had questions about that. And, you know, typically what we tell them is that, you know, we recommend, you know, 14 and up simply because of the complexities of the puzzles. You know, we don't have any laws that if you're less than 14, we're going to arrest you or anything. But if you are going to come with a younger group, you definitely want to have a couple of adults in there, you know, to really kind of help pull them together, because otherwise what we're concerned about is if it, say you had a group of 10-year-olds in there, after about 20 minutes they're not getting it, they lose interest,
nobody has a good time,
and they're not having a good time. Now our staff is there, we're sending in clues. If the clues aren't working, we walk back there, we open the door, we poke our head in, we trying to keep them going along. But if they're too young, I just don't think that they're going to get out of it what they would had they gone to Chuck E. Cheese
or Sky Zone
that's, places.
You know, more. This is a very cerebral activity, and I mean, it's not for everybody, but I think that everybody could enjoy it. You know, some people are going, what, a puzzle, but I think that they're very fun, and we've not had a group go through yet. To your question about claustrophobia, on Sunday we had a lady come. She got there before. It was a birthday party for her niece or something. And then she got there early and she was like, oh, I'm really claustrophobic. You know, I don't want to be locked in. Please tell me. And so Chris actually took her back and, you know, said, here's a sneak peek. They did the Egypt room. They said, you can see the size and all the doors to the hallway are always open. You know, it is against the law to lock people in. People have to go to the bathroom halfway through or whatever. So she was fine. And she ended up being like the ringleader for her group. She was, okay, let's do this. Let's do that. Because we were, you know, we're watching. And, and then she came out and we were like,
you could always tell who's in charge.
Yeah, it was good.
Definitely got to get a group of people up there then.
And in the Jason mask.
I'm going to wear a clown mask.
That could be creepy too.
What?
Sorry I said anything, Harford County. I'm really sorry.
Oh, no, I'm going to invite my one friend, him and his wife, because his wife has a fear of clowns. My son's mother has a fear of clowns. I'm going to put on a Pennywise costume.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the new one? Apparently they're remaking it or something.
No, but Tim Curry.
They all float down here.
But the Pennywise doesn't look anything like Tim Curry's character. Tim Curry's was better. But
yes.
Anyways, that's another thing. You got to have a Stephen King room.
Well, if we don't have to go through a bunch of licensing, I would love to do that.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, I guess. I didn't think about that. Because, Scott, that you can change it all the time. Yeah. Just keep it, I mean, Cujo.
Yeah.
I mean, his books, his imagination is awesome. So, I would love to if, you know, but then we would have to, I don't know, call it the Simon Prince so that it's not Stephen King, you know what I mean? So, because
that could be pretty fun, though, but... Well, I want to thank everybody for coming, and for everybody out there in the county. Again, if you have a business or an organization you want to come on to the podcast, just contact us on HarfordCountyLiving.com. It's no cost. Anybody's welcome to come on and promote your business and events coming up. So please contact us for that. And we will have the websites on the podcast, the link to Great Escapes, and, of course, Nick's Auto or Towing and Full Circle. And Sarah's for Four Seasons is always up there. Town Ground Pub's still up there now. Joptown Lions Club since we used our clubhouse for the podcast. And hopefully next month I won't lose my voice completely. I don't know what's going on.
Allergies. It's changing the weather.
I don't have allergies.
You could. Oh. You could have developed them.
Yeah.
My grandfather got them at 90.
Yep. I'm allergic to clowns.
That's on you.
Oh, God, that hurt. Well, thank you again. And,
thank you.
Oh, geez.
I was so nervous it was going to be like a video, and I don't know how I look in a picture, so I was like, this is not going
to originally, end when we started it, because we did it at the radio station, and it was supposed to be videoed. And I think the first time the video camera broke or something, I guess that was me. So then afterwards, we just took pictures and posted them, did everything on YouTube. Problem is, we had more people listening to it online through Harford County Living than listening to it on the radio station. So, and the other thing, I'm not going to mention the radio station because of what I'm getting ready to say. I had Town Grill and Pub sponsored it, and you couldn't get a true roundtable discussion at the radio station because you had to break every 7 minutes for commercials. Well, when you have a sponsor like Town Grill and Pub is paying for the show, you shouldn't hear a commercial for another restaurant. You shouldn't hear commercials, period. Mm-hmm. It's you're paying for that time slot.
Right.
So, we took a break. I guess it was the winter time.
Yep.
It was the winter.
Yeah.
And then decided, well, let's go with the podcast. Let's just do it that way because that way we can get the true roundtable discussion. Because when you saw today, we're sitting here talking, and when you have to stop,
yeah,
all of a sudden you lose that thought again.
Yeah.
So it makes it hard. So we've been started the podcast, and it's been doing good with it now. So everybody's just going to the website. I usually have it up within a few days, depending on how much editing I have to do.
Edit out all my coughs.
And
I'm kidding.
I have to edit out mine, too. Put laughs in there, replace the coughs with laughs.
Yeah. It's like a nerve thing. And also, I think it is adult onset allergies, where like suddenly I've had a cough for like 2 months, and all of a sudden I'm like, bleh. It's very unattractive.
I'll dub it with some clown noises or something.
Okay, that's
serial killer screams.
Yeah.
On that note, we're out of here.